Welcome to the Cult of Money podcast. We are so glad you're here. This is the home of personal finance for the crypto curious. So, when you invest in any asset, you run the risk of loss. While it can be frustrating to lose money on an investment, the government also provides a way for you to use it to offset some of the pain. Because the IRS views cryptocurrency as property, you can report crypto losses on your taxes and even use them to offset gains elsewhere. You can even reduce your taxable income with the help of crypto losses. So here's a quick look at how crypto losses work and how to report crypto losses on your taxes. First of all, let's answer, what are crypto losses? As you might expect, crypto losses are those that come when you lose money on your crypto investments. You might see losses when you buy cryptocurrencies or NFTs, non-fungible tokens. When you sell your digital assets for less than you bought them for, of course, you realize a loss. Now, what is a taxable event? In order to claim crypto losses, you need to have a taxable event related to your crypto assets. When you sell a crypto asset bought earlier, it's a taxable event. Additionally, you must report that as income if you were paid in crypto. However, when you sell a cryptocurrency coin, it's a taxable event. And you have to base the gain or loss on the coin's market value when you received it. Realize too that converting one cryptocurrency to another is considered a taxable event. So, if you trade BTC or ETH, you must log it as a taxable event. You figure your gain or loss based on BTC's value at the transaction's time. Then, you have to determine the cost basis of the ETH you just bought. Down the road, selling the ETH, ETH, or converting it to another cryptocurrency will be another taxable event. Anytime you receive, sell, or convert a crypto asset, it's a separate taxable event. If your crypto portfolio is down, you can't claim the loss. Instead, you can only claim the loss after you lock it in by selling or trading the asset for something else. I hope that makes sense. So, here's how to calculate crypto losses. Calculating losses is pretty straightforward. You just figure them out similarly to how you would determine other asset losses. You simply subtract your cost basis from your proceeds. Bam! Let's take a look at a quick example. So, let's say you bought a single Bitcoin for $42,000 earlier this year. Yikes. Now, you have to sell it for $20,700. Your loss is $20,700 minus $42,000 equals negative $21,300. You now have a $21,300 loss that you can use to offset gains elsewhere or to reduce your taxable income. Anytime you have a crypto loss, you need to list out the individual transaction and figure out the loss from each. This applies to NFTs as well. If you bought an NFT for $5,000 and sold it for $3,000, you of course have a loss of $2,000. That brings your total losses to $23,300 when combined with your cryptocurrency loss. Yikes. But pay attention to your different losses and make sure to keep track of your transactions. Now let's talk about how to actually use those losses. After calculating your crypto losses, you can use them to reduce your overall tax bill. Here are some ways you can do that. Offset crypto gains. If you have or had other gains, you can offset some of them. So for example, if you took $6,000 in profits on a meme coin, your losses can offset those profits. So you don't have to pay capital gains taxes on those profits, and you still have $17,300 of room left with your capital gains. You can offset other capital gains too. You can use your crypto losses to offset other capital gains. If you had gains from stock sales, those can be offset, allowing you to avoid paying capital gains on those. If you had $10,000 in gains from a stock sale, you still have $7,300 left to use as part of your tax reduction strategy. The fourth thing you can do is just reduce your taxable income. Once you've offset your capital gains, you're eligible to reduce your income by up to $3,000. In this case, you can reduce your income by that much and still have $4,300 in crypto losses left to use in some other way. You can carry it forward. It's possible to carry your capital losses forward indefinitely. In this example, you still have $4,300. You can use that next year to offset capital gains or reduce your taxable income, depending on how your strategy plays out. Using them to reduce your tax bill can be a great move forward if you're trying to figure out how to make the most of your crypto losses. After all, if you're unsure about some crypto assets and want to move into something else, selling now and harvesting the losses can be one way to better manage your finances. So here's how to report your crypto losses. Once you've established that you have losses, it's time to report them on your taxes. Your first step is to fill out a Form 8949. This will enumerate all of your crypto sales throughout the year. You'll list all of your transactions and indicate whether they are gains or losses. It's important to note that crypto assets must be kept separate from other assets. So, if you have stocks or other assets to report, you should do so on a different Form 8949. After that's done, you need to fill out your Schedule D. This is where you list out your totals. You can also use this schedule to list the losses that you're carrying forward. Then, you can figure out whether you have a net capital gain or loss. If there's a net loss, you can use that to offset your income and/or carry forward the loss. Can you claim stolen crypto as a loss? It's a great question we get quite a bit. When filing out your forms, you might wonder if you can claim stolen crypto as a loss on your taxes. Unfortunately, the current guidance doesn't allow stolen property to be claimed as a loss on your taxes. Daggone it! The only exception is if you lost assets due to a federally declared disaster. For most people, crypto assets won't be included in that designation. If you do have crypto stolen, you want to make a note of it so that it isn't included later on in the calculation of gains. Finding your crypto information. So managing your crypto information can be a challenge, however. Some of the major cryptocurrency exchanges report to the IRS, so it's a good idea to keep track of your transactions so you can report them. Depending on the exchange, you might have access to your transaction history, making it easier to determine your cost basis and other information. You can also keep a spreadsheet and track the information each time you complete a transaction. With crypto becoming an increasingly popular asset class, software solutions can help you keep track of your taxable events. Crypto tax software can help you manage transactions and fill in tax forms more accurately. By keeping good records, you're more likely to be able to show your losses and use them to reduce your overall tax bill. Here's the bottom line. The IRS expects you to report your crypto asset gains and the income you make from these assets, of course. And depending on the situation, an exchange or another authority might report to the IRS. As a result, it makes sense to keep good records of your crypto losses. That way, you can use the losses to offset some of your gains. You can also use the losses to reduce your income, if there are enough of them. With crypto down so much this year, now might be a good time to reevaluate your digital asset portfolio. Figure out which cryptocurrencies and other assets no longer serve you. Then, sell and collect the losses. You can use those losses as part of your strategy to reduce your tax liability and reposition yourself to take advantage of gains when the market recovers. That is our show for today. I hope it answered some questions, maybe helped you out a little bit. If you find that this could be helpful to some friends or family of yours, please feel free to share this. We would greatly appreciate it. You can also search for Cult of Money on practically any social media channel. We'd love to walk you through all of this stuff too, and just to get to know you a little bit better and see how you're doing. Thanks so much for stopping by today, and we'll talk to you again real soon.